pianist Vijay Iyer in a tune of his called One for Blunt, assuming I'm pronouncing that as in Roy Blunt Jr. Have no idea what's the connection, if any, but it comes off of his solo CD, Vijay Iyer's solo CD, that is, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Good afternoon, I'm Kevin Kelly. The show is your connection to local performances, and coming up later on today's show, we'll be hearing a live preview in our studio of a production from Illini Student Musicals, which, as the name suggests, is a student organization at the University of Illinois. They are doing their first original production. It is called In Progress, a Broadway Review, focusing on some very recent musicals, and it's going to be tomorrow and Friday on the U of I campus. We'll be hearing about that coming up in about half an hour, maybe. But first, a performance that is happening tomorrow, also on the University of Illinois campus, on the more or less weekly Uncorked series at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. Starts at 5 o'clock, and it's billed here as Lauren Turk and Friends at 5 o'clock tomorrow. And Lauren Turk and a friend are with us in the studio right now. Lauren and Harley Cross, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So Lauren Turk is the singer-songwriter. Harley is a singer and guitarist. He's brought the guitar. She hasn't. But I know you do some guitar playing because I've seen you in videos playing guitar.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
No, I don't think...
Is that impossible? Maybe it was piano.
It has to be piano. Yeah, I play piano and violin as well. But my last performance at Krannert, I had a friend, a different friend, on stage with me, and he was playing guitar, and I played piano, and we both sang a bit. So
your last appearance at Krannert...
2 years ago.
Was that in connection to the time that you spent here as a student of some sort?
Yep, it was right upon graduation, actually. So I graduated with my master's in political science in May of 2012, and I had a performance here in September a few months after.
Was that also on the Uncorked series?
Yes, exact same event.
Always good when people get to drink while you play.
So. Yeah, they like us
for
much
a lively
better.
Crowd. Is that how that goes?
Oh yeah, they loosen up and they start. Well, the kind
they
of music
clapping.
That we're playing.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean the project that we're actually playing together on is called The New History.
The New History, yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and so.
And it's actually so when I booked Krannert many months ago, you know, Tammy is a friend, Mike Ross is a friend,
Tammy kicked us
exactly,
yeah,
and they were there. So wonderful when I was there in 2012. Mike and I have kept in touch, and he's always been very open to me returning. And I said, well, I'd love to. So we solidified a date, and then thereafter, Harley and I started a band, which is, I still have my solo career, but this is one of my projects with Harley, and it's called The New History. So tomorrow's set will feature, in part, my solo music, and then it will also feature our band, as well as a series of popular covers in English, French, and even Spanish.
Oh, well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
So coming back to the band, though, so it'll be the two of you tomorrow, or there'll be additional performers?
There will also be a drummer who, he comes from the band Rebecca Rigo and the Trainmen.
Yeah.
A great drummer named Matt Yeats.
Okay, so that'd be a nice little trio. Will you be playing fiddle on anything, or are you just going to sing?
No, unfortunately not. Our style is, actually the fiddle would work. There was a concert I did in New York in July of last year where I had a go at playing violin and singing at the same time, and it went okay. Like, it went well, but for me it was a bit contrarian because the voice is the lead, and then a violin is also a lead. I mean, more often than not, you can play chords as possible with violin, but it's strange and it's more atypical. So for me, it was kind of bizarre to do that, and I just decided that it wasn't really something I wanted to do, at least as a large part of my acts. But in my recordings, I do use the violin.
Well, you can overdub those or put them in later.
Yeah.
I've always been amazed by people who can sing and play fiddle at the same time.
It's crazy. It's super difficult because you're basically dealing with two melodies.
But even just physically, to be singing while you've got something under your chin.
No, it's totally contrarian. So I didn't enjoy it, and I love to be on stage and move and kind of get in with the crowd and clap, and I love performing. So for me, playing the violin while singing, it kind of hindered my fun, unfortunately. Plus, as a violinist, I did 12 years in orchestra, so I'm more used to blending and being a part of the larger sound. I'm not really well-versed in being a solo violinist. So it was just something I love to sing first and foremost, so I just decided to keep that as the focus.
You sound like somebody who knows what she wants.
No, that's the truth.
Well, Harley can attest to that.
All right. Well, you've talked about having some fun. Why don't you have some fun with the song? Where are we going to hear it?
This is a particularly fun one.
I'm good.
Would you start with the prettiest one?
Yeah.
All right. This is a song.
Fasten your seatbelts.
So the idea behind the new history is everything that we play is either fun or sexy or both. That's sort of the...
That's the genre,
if
you will.
So,
as long as there are no bad words.
No bad words. Don't worry. It's just, when we were recording this in the studio, the guy running the session kind of interrupted us. He's like, hang on, you guys. I need to go make love to my wife.
This song, after this song?
Yeah.
Well, that's building it up a lot. So, but I hope you like it. It's called Prettiest One. So, prettiest one, let's have some fun. We could go on a fantasy, you and me. So open your mind, let me inside, and I'll come and play.
Do you think you can make me happy? Do you think you can make me open? Do you think you could take me gently? Do you think you could set me free?
Well, I could always take you.
Take me away.
I could always take you.
Take me away.
I could always take you
all the way.
So, prettiest one, let's have some fun. We could go on a fantasy, you and me. So walk with me, talk with me, and do everything with me.
Ooh, but do you think you can make me happy? Do you think you can make me open? Do you think you could take me gently? Do you think you could set me free?
Oh, I could always take you.
Take me away.
I could always take you.
Take me away.
I could always take you
all the way.
Well, I don't wanna take you, make you, break you. I just wanna shake you inside out. And I don't wanna know you, do to you anything you wouldn't want me to. But if you want me like I want you, then I'll come down and we can be true.
Prettiest One, Lauren Turk and Harley Cross, live in our studio here on Live and Local. I guess two-thirds of the new history?
Well, this is 100% of the current new history. So in the future, the new history will expand probably.
So this is a brand new venture.
Super brand new. We basically, how did it start? I met a woman who runs and organizes festivals in Mexico in a city called San Miguel de Allende. And she invited me to perform at La Calaca, which is a Dia de los Muertos festival. And
Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead. And I said, yeah, of course. And I asked Harley if he wanted to back me up. And he came. We had an incredible time because not only is this city one of the most charming places I've ever been, which I was not expecting at all. And Harley and I have both lived abroad. We've traveled quite a bit. And we were both just floored by the beauty and charm and just all of the attributes of this city in terms of its history and just the people. Anyway, we ended up doing, we were booked for one night, which that show went really well, but we had done three songs at the inaugural ceremony, and it was in this beautiful dome, and so the acoustics were just better than you could ask for. And the organizers of the festival after that, they said, do you guys want to play on the main stage, like, Friday night? We're like, yeah. So we did a couple songs Friday night on the main stage.
They squoze us in.
Yeah, which was the night before Dia de los Muertos. And then that went so well. I mean, literally, like, half the city was out there, and they were singing along with us and everything. And so the organizer said, do you guys want to take as much time as you want? Play tomorrow night. And so we basically had the prime time on Dia de los Muertos. The whole city was out, and it was just one of the most amazing experiences of my life, at least.
That was super fun.
I mean, the crowd was singing along. Everybody had their makeup done. And anyway, it just inspired us to continue making music together. We had such a good time. So we started songwriting, and that led to the new history. And Harley and I both lived in Paris in the past, and so we had kind of decided to do a trip back to see friends, and we said, hey, why don't we see if we can book some shows? We want to go to Europe anyway. And it ended up turning into a Euro tour, and we did three shows in Paris, we did a show in Berlin, we did a show in the train, which was totally
yeah,
impromptu and super fun. And
a show in the train as in actually just on a train?
Literally on the train. Yep. I did a show in Vienna with my solo music for the Conservative Party of Vienna running for seats in the European Parliament, which is so random. But we just had a great time. But it was a really new we put the music up as quickly as we could in order to book the shows. And we're working on our album, which isn't out yet.
Yeah, the first show we played in Berlin, we told the audience that they were the first people who had ever heard us play in this context, which was absolutely true.
As the band.
Yeah.
Even though you'd played in Mexico as the band just
well,
before it was a band.
Well, we played in Mexico as Lauren Turk, backed up by Harley Cross.
Well, so, that's what I mean.
Yeah, we were Lauren Turk and friends like you saw on the paper when you introduced
yeah,
us.
That's right.
The new history is a brand new concept. And it was really because the music that we were playing is very different in tone than a lot of the stuff that Lauren was playing as a solo
totally.
Artist. And so, you know, it was almost schizophrenic to sort of plug it into that because it had such a different feel. So we just sort of sat down and said, yeah. This is something sort of independent and on its own. So we sort of gave it an identity and created the new history.
Yeah.
Would it be putting you too much on the spot to say, could you do something of what Lauren does on her own?
I would need a piano for that, actually.
It's not hooked up. We have it, but it's not hooked up. Well, it is hooked up, actually.
Is it?
I don't know if he's got it hooked up.
Yeah,
Mike,
I'm
do you have it?
Do
you,
ha-
do you have
there.
It hooked up? Yeah, if you want.
I can try. I hope my voice cooperates.
Oh, although we don't have the microphone over there. Yeah, never mind about that.
I could probably just. Could I just move it?
No, it's okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you'd trip over all kinds of things, and then that wouldn't work. It was just a thought. So
Lauren has
continue
a beautiful
with,
new song called Impasse.
With your
and
plan.
If anybody who comes to the show at Krannert. Can hear the new stuff that she's been writing. It's really...
It's my favorite. I wrote it in the middle of the night.
It's my favorite, too.
That sounds good. Well, what did you plan to do next?
We were going to do a song called Crazy About You, which actually, this song has kind of a fun idea behind it, a fun project behind it. we decided, and this was something I experimented with in that same concert I referenced where I experimented with playing violin and singing. I couldn't afford to bring a full band with me to New York for that concert. So I reached out to some of my friends all over the world, and I said, hey, do you want to send me a video of yourself playing the piano part, the guitar part, and I'll project you on a screen behind me in the concert? It was my way of figuring out how to cost-effectively not be alone on stage the entire time. And it was pretty fun. It went pretty well. And then Harley and I have developed a similar idea. And basically for Crazy About You, we reached out to a bunch of people. And while we were touring as well, we encouraged people to send in parts to this song and that we would unveil this project, this collaborative music project, on Saturday night at the Agora Festival, which is happening at Cafeteria & Co. At 8:30 p.m.
Yeah, so the idea is basically anybody anywhere in the world can watch a video of our songs or listen to our songs, and if they're inspired to write their own bass line, write their own guitar lick, write their own vocal harmonies, they can record those. We give people the tools on our website on thenewhistory.com. There's actually a Play With Me button, and there's a place to upload the songs to, and if they upload a video, we'll go through the videos that we receive, and then when we're playing out live, we're going to put together this song and play it always with a different band.
Oh, that sounds
made
so
of
fun.
Brady
from
Bunch
all
style.
Over the world.
So, yeah, seriously, Brady Bunch style. It's really
so the
it's
inaugural
exciting.
The inaugural
experiment
is on Saturday.
Saturday night.
And that's where, you said?
So there's a new, this is an inaugural festival called the Agora Festival, and it's a festival that is celebrating collaboration in community, and it's highlighting why that's great and why that makes for more harmonious, more exciting communities. And so Grace Kenny, who is a peer of mine from U of I, we both studied together, not in the same discipline, but we were quite close, and we were in ISEC, which is the world's largest student-run business organization. We were in that together, and anyway, she still lives and works down here for the ADM Institute of Prevention of Post-Harvest Loss, which is a mouthful, but very important work. So we decided to create this festival, and Harley has been very helpful as well. Grace has done the large extent of the work being local. And we have a bunch of sponsors, and we have panelists coming and speaking, presenting their businesses, how individuals, businesses, professors even are bringing, who are bolstering collaboration in this community specifically. And Friday night we have a bunch of musical performances, a couple live shows. The aforementioned Rebecca Rigo and the Trainmen are playing, and a couple other bands, and then and we are as well. And then Saturday is, there's basically, we'll be at the farmer's market handing out flyers. And all of the participating businesses, which there's like 20 or so, they are giving discounts and promotions if you stop in that day. And then that night is when we have the panels and then our unveiling of the Crazy About You big collaborative global song project.
So that's the Urbana Farmers Market.
Exactly.
So where are the other
Lincoln's.
Things then?
So the other businesses are scattered throughout.
No, I mean, where are the other performances?
Oh, at Cafeteria & Co. Everything for the festival is taking place in that space.
And where is that?
That is on Main Street.
Oh, in downtown Urbana.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. We were just there. It's really beautiful. I think it's
Pizza M is in there as well.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. It's a new. It wasn't here when I was in
right.
school.
No, it wasn't
that
here
way.
A few weeks ago, I think.
Really?
Several
new?
Weeks ago. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, let's hear the song.
Okay.
All right.
Remember to start low, Harley.
Yeah. Do you have the tambourine?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is Lauren is new to the tambourine, but she's been rocking it all over Europe, so it's been fun. All right. You want to start me off?
Mm-hmm.
In the sun or in the shade, in the snow or in the rain. I just want to dance with you. Anywhere will do.
You say when, I say where. You go left, right, all night. I will follow you just to be with you.
You go up, you go down. You go up, down, all around. I will follow you just to be with you.
Oh, you can go far away. No matter my heart sings and finds its way to you. Just to be with you.
Everyone knows me, knows I am crazy about you.
And everyone knows me, knows I am crazy about you too.
And I will cross this crazy world just to dance this dance with you.
No one in this crazy world can love me like you do. Like you do. Like you do.
Oh, here we go. Feel the rhythm.
Feel the beat.
Clap your hands. Stomp your feet. Oh, come on and be with me. Anytime you'll see.
We can swing. Oh, we can swing. We can choose them our own way.
Lauren Turk and Harley Cross are The New History, and they're performing tomorrow at 5 o'clock at the Krannert Center in Urbana, Stage 5, as they call it, in the lobby, part of their Uncorked series. And then the Agora Festival, A-G-O-R-A,
is that how you
spell that? How does one get, you know, want to look at the performances and so on, where would they find out?
I believe it's agorafestival.com.
Just agorafestival.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want to get in on this, the song and how to participate in the creation of the eternal creation of the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to thenewhistory.com.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And look on the Play With Us button.
And that website is functioning?
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't get there yesterday. That's why.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. That's strange. www.thenewhistory.com?
Probably.
Yeah. It's sometimes people forget the.
I don't know. I'll have to go back and look.
Yeah, last we checked, it's
It was live on my phone this morning. So.
Yeah, okay. Well, that is probably fine. It's a momentary blip as these things happen.
Yeah.
Just real quick about... I said that the Krannert Center billed tomorrow's performance as Lauren Turk and Friends. They also billed it as Motown/Blues.
Hmm.
That's interesting.
I just wondered if those influences are there, either in project or in your own.
Well, my influences are pretty diverse, but... Oh, I think I know why. One of my other projects is Motown. It's sort of a Stax Records reminiscent demo that I'm recording with East West Studios in Los Angeles, which is a phenomenal project because That is where Sinatra recorded. That's where Elvis, Aretha Franklin, Michael Jackson, I mean, all of the greats have been in those doors. Studio One was literally Sinatra's studio. And I've gotten to sing on Aretha Franklin's microphone, which was kind of intimidating. But that music is Motown-esque, but it's not released yet. So it's been a long time in the works, only because of the stakes of the studio. And I'm partnering with one of the employees of the studio, an engineer. And he's constantly being booked by, actually, Harley, I didn't tell you this. I contacted him. I just got back in the country from the tour on Monday. And one of the first things I did was I texted him. I said, hey, I'm back in LA, May 11th, ready to pick back up. What do you say we book something the week of May 11th? He's like, well, let me get back to you. I'm waiting to hear back if I'm working with Leonard Cohen that week or not. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, okay.
You've see just how been it is. Trumped.
But that's the problem is that I keep getting bumped by very legitimate and deserving people.
Yeah, Psy was taking over the studio one time you were going.
Yeah, Psy from Gangnam Style. Actually, no, I recorded right after Psy. Oh, so I came in and there was still his notes in Korean and it smelled of smoke because apparently they let him smoke in the studio. Mm. You know, if you're Psy, you get to do whatever you want. So that's
after your first billionth YouTube view, you can sort of start doing what you want.
Start working on this.
Well,
some of these recording projects will be out soon.
Definitely. Yeah, things to look for.
The new history should be done by the end of the year. Okay. I mean, that's
the new
what
history
we're
will be done.
For.
Yeah, by the end of the year. My other projects, which you can find on my personal website, www.laurenturkmusic.com, should be out quite soon as well.
LAURENTURK.
Correct.
Well, thanks to Lauren and Harley for coming in today, and have fun tomorrow and also with the festival, the inaugural festival this weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
This was fun.
It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our programs are made possible with the support of the Friends of WILL and in part by a grant from the Illinois Arts Council, an agency of the state of Illinois. Stay tuned next for another live session in our studio. This is a preview of a new musical production being put on by Illini Student Musicals at the University of Illinois tomorrow and Friday. Stay with us.
Look at me. I'm limited. And just look at you. You can do all I couldn't do. Linda. So now it's up to you. For both of us. Now it's up to people come into our lives for a reason, bringing something we must learn, and we are led to those who help us most grow if we let them, and we help them in return. Well, I don't know if I believe that's true, but I know I'm who I am today because I knew you. Like a comet pulled from orbit as it passes a sun, like a stream that meets a boulder halfway through the wood. Who can say if I've been changed for the better, but because I knew you, I have been changed for good. much of me is made of what I learned from you. You'll be with me like a handprint on my heart. And now whatever way our stories end, I know you have rewritten mine by being my friend. Like a ship blown from its mooring by a wind off the sea, like a sea dropped by a sky bird in a distant world, who can say if I've been changed for the better? But because I knew you, because I knew you, I have been changed for good. And just to clear the air, I ask forgiveness for the things I've done you blame me for. But then I guess we know there's blame to share, and none of it seems to matter anymore.
From the original Broadway cast of the musical Wicked, that's called For Good, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. That's one of the songs that will be performed as part of a new Broadway review. It's called In Progress, and it comes from Illini student musicals who've been around for all of 2 years at the most. 2012, they were founded, and they put on a few big-scale shows. Productions, and have sponsored a number of smaller type of productions as well in the community. And this is their first, well, at least partly original creation, because Broadway reviews, that means you're using songs from shows, and mostly, if not exclusively, quite recent shows. With us on the show today, but now that I've used the word show, I don't know how many times, are a number of the cast members, as well as one of the creators of this production, and also arranger and pianist and the producer. So I'll start with the producer, whose name is Michael Courtney. He's been on this program before to talk about Illini student musicals. Tell me about this Broadway review and how it came together.
Well, thanks so much for having us back, Kevin. In Progress was born in December of last year. We came up with this idea. We wanted to try something new and a little bit original, so we thought we would try a concert review. But we didn't want to do just like songs after songs in a row, kind of like a variety show. So we decided we wanted to write a script and put a libretto behind the vocals. So we came up with this concept, and we hired a director. And the director hired Kelsey McGrath, who was the co-author. And then we hired Andre Strizek, who's the arranger. And then we have In Progress, a Broadway review.
Just like that.
Just like that.
And the director and writer, Zach Moyer.
Yes.
And then Kelsey McGrath, who's with us. Well, since Kelsey, you've just been fingered as co-creator here, and Zach's not here, so you get to speak for both of you. What was your process in creating the thread that pulls the songs together?
Well, it wasn't as easy as Michael described, I can tell you that.
He made it sound like it just happened.
Exactly,
you know?
Like magic. But it took a lot of brainstorming, a lot of storyboarding between Zach and I. We We did a lot of free writes, a lot of collaboration. We sat down to kind of talk about what it is that we want, what message do we want to project, what do we want to kind of remind people of. And it started with us, what we were going through as students, as seniors, and what was in our head at the time. So we talked about love, and we talked about relationships, and we talked about being seniors on the verge of graduation, how we're terrified, but at the same time energized because we have all of these options and the future and just all of these opportunities for us to confront. So that was kind of the flow that we began to go with, and then we started fleshing out characters, unpacking plot, and deciding how we wanted these songs to tell a story and how our story can complement these songs. So we started with the music and we started with us.
So you picked the songs before you did the story?
Yeah, Zach and Andre actually had a process that they can tell you about a little bit later about picking what songs we wanted to do. We wanted to remain in the contemporary Broadway canon to appeal to the audience. So we began with that and then created this cohesive backstory to it.
Well, Andre's standing right here, so tell me about the song selection process.
Well, we decided to choose songs from roughly the last 15 years, so basically the 2000s, and we wanted to keep everything current, and we wanted to keep it to Broadway, not off-Broadway or anything like that. And so what we did was we looked at the Tony winners for a list of ideas and songs, and then we started narrowing things down from there. And our main goal was to find songs that had a lot of variety in them musically, and songs that also had a lot of variety as far as what show they were originally from. So we have a smash hit like Wicked that's been running for 12 years plus, nonstop, touring worldwide, still making $1 million a week on Broadway. And then we have other shows like Title of Show, which is four people and a piano, and was on Broadway for maybe just a very short amount of time. And then we also wanted to pick songs that would work out of context of the show, because one of the problems with musical theater is that sometimes they're too specific to the character or to the plot or the show that is happening. So we had to find songs that we could pull from the show and make work with the libretto that Zach and Kelsey were working on.
So in this case, it's the songs more than the stories of the show that were at work here.
Right. Yeah.
And the shows, I could tell you most of the songs, except one of them I can't tell you because it has things I can't say in the air in the title. But we do have a couple of examples we're going to do live, and of course we heard For Good from Wicked, which will be on that show, on your show. Now the list that I'm having here, this is what you sent me, Michael. Is this the order in which the songs appear in your?
No,
not at all.
No,
okay,
no.
Well then, we won't discuss that in that case. Carly Graham is with us to do the first song, and I understand, Carly, you are president elect of Illini Student Musicals.
Yes, I am. I'll take over starting in May.
Which means you can't be a senior yet.
No, I am a junior. Yes. Actually, Alexis, Brandon, and I, who are three of the leads, we're all juniors. And then Tucker, our fourth lead, is a freshman. So we're trying to figure out what the seniors must be feeling right now. We have a decent idea, but we're definitely had to learn a lot from Zach and Kelsey.
Because you're supposed to be representing them.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're doing From Legally Blonde, So Much Better. I actually have seen this film, which surprised me a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I was even more surprised to see that they'd made a musical out of it.
Oh, yes, they did.
Tell me, how does this song, So Much Better, fit into the context of your show?
Oh, well, I don't want to give too much away with the plot, but my character is an acting major, and she has been auditioning for different musical theater companies at the end of the year, and she's waiting to hear back from several places, and this song takes place after she finally hears something from someone.
Something from someone.
Uh-huh.
Carly Graham with Andre Strizek, So Much Better from Legally Blonde, which in turn is part of In Progress, a Broadway review from Illini Student Musicals.
All of this time I planned I'd be patient and you would love me again. You'd come to respect my mind, and at last you'd find you could love me again. And I have turned my whole world upside down, trying not to let you go, watching you walk away is like a fatal blow. What? Whoa! Is that my name up on that list? Does someone know that I exist? Is this some mistake? Am I even awake? Pinch me out and make sure. Oh, yes, that's my name in black and white. Maybe I'm doing something right. Wow, I feel so much better than before. Oh, Warner, sorry I've been a pest, but I guess my best was not working with you. But looks like I found a cure, and I so look forward to working with you. Hey, remember when we spent spring break in the hot tub every night? We said nothing else could ever feel so right. Well, this might seeing my name up on that list. That beats the first time that we kissed. You thought I was dumb. Well, I think that somebody's judgment was poor. Seeing my name in black and white, it's like making love with you. No, wait, it feels so much better. Hello, much better. It's much better. Cause I am so much better than before.
Yes, she's so much better than before. Yes, she's so much better than before.
Maybe she's what you prefer, but hey, last year I was her. Maybe you will change your mind, but you might look up to find I've gone on to better things, better jobs or bigger rings. I don't have the time to cry, I'm too busy loving my name up on that list. Kind of a cool ironic twist. Who else can I tell? Oh wait, where's my cell? Mama, fall on the floor.
Hey mom, look at my name in black and white. Your daughter's doing something right. I feel so much better. I'll be there on Monday 9 o'clock. Then we will see who walks the walk.
No, no, I can't wait. I will be there at 8 when they unlock the door. I'll even dress in black and white. See, I have not begun to fight. And you'll go, oh, much better.
Hello.
Much better.
And soon all y'all gonna know much better
that I am so much better.
I am so much better.
I am so much better.
I am so much. I am so much better.
Carly Graham in So Much Better from the musical Legally Blonde, based on the film, with Andre Strizek at the keyboard, and a number of cast members from Illini Student Musical's production of In Progress, a Broadway review, which will open at Lincoln Hall Theater on Thursday. That's tomorrow already, at 7:30, and we'll close on Friday at 7:30. So a really big run on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana. But it's a big deal because it's a new show for a company that's not been around very long and that has so far put on four shows that are pretty well known, but more of the typical large scale musical. Very curious. Maybe again, Andre, this is a question for you. In selecting the songs, you said you wanted to have a certain variety, amount of variety from more fairly contemporary musicals. But did you also look for songs that had enough stylistic similarity that they can credibly fit into one show, or was that not an issue?
That wasn't really an issue. I feel like since, about 1999 or 2000, we've hit the second golden era of Broadway musicals, and we basically have rock musicals and musicals that try to emulate the sounds of the 40s and 50s with Rodgers and Hammerstein and Meredith Willson and composers like that. And they sort of all work together, and a lot of shows today have a lot of pastiche songs in them where they pull from different styles and they imitate different styles or pay tribute to old composers. And, you know, if you see a Broadway show today, you're going to hear a lot of different styles, and I think that works well with our show, too. So.
What about the notion of youthfulness, given that the characters are deliberately set in the time and place in which this musical is happening, which is to say on a university campus?
Well, one of the songs, the song we can't say on the air, is...
From Spring Awakening, yep. If you know the show,
yep, from
just
Spring
look
Awakening,
down the song list.
The original cast and plot and setting of that show is high school students. And another song from our show is also originally high school students, and that's not to say that our cast is like high school students, but it's for a younger, meant to be sung by a younger group of people, and I think that really works well. And then we have Turn It Off from Book of Mormon, which in the original show was sung by Mormon missionaries who are fresh out of high school, starting their two-year mission. You know, so they're in their late teens, early 20s, just like our cast is as well.
Yeah, so there is some appropriateness of at least some of the songs
yes.
for this
yep.
for this particular age group, let's say, which is much younger than me, I have to throw in there. A little bit more about your character, Carly, and then by way of context of our next song as well, going to be played by Alexis Daw-Tyne. So you and the other, four leads are all friends, acquaintances?
Yeah,
what's the
situation? Yeah. The four of us lived together freshman year is the story. So Alexis was my roommate, and then we lived down the hall from Brandon and Tucker. And we all just really hit it off that first year here and had a bond. But at the start of the show, it's been about 3 months since we've all seen each other. So it's a big time for us to catch up and talk about our plans for after graduation.
Are you using your own names in the show?
Yeah, our characters are named after us.
So this is sort of like an opera when somebody says, you know, they created the role of such and such. You're creating the role of yourselves.
Yeah, a little bit. Though it is funny. While I play an acting major, Alexis herself in real life is actually an acting major. So we get to kind of learn from each other, too.
And what's your major?
I'm in psychology.
Oh, that's very close to acting.
You know.
Or else acting is very close to psychology. I don't know. Or,
yes.
Both are required for any success in either. Mm-hmm. Alexis, what are you going to do? Something from Catch Me If You Can, another musical made out of a movie.
Yes. So I'm singing Fly, Fly Away, and it's about Brandon. So Brandon and I actually have a deeper history than myself with the other three, or the other two, I suppose, because he and I grew up together, and we both ended up moving from Los Angeles to the Midwest to go to school here. And we have been friends since we were little. And he actually gets in trouble in school and is expelled from his program. And so he's not expelled from school, but he's no longer within the business major. And as a result, he's struggling with what he's going to do. And he has decided to move home at the top of the show and essentially leave me, which was a bit of a shock because we never saw that coming. And so this is information has just been dropped down on me, and I actually leave the cafe, which is where the story is taking place, to kind of chill out and sing about it.
And fly, fly away. You,
yeah.
You do sound a little bit devastated. I think you want to go over that, right. The yellow microphone. Alexis Daw-Tyne with Andre Strizek here on Live and Local.
When I was a child, my eyes were clear. I saw the good side. That's the kind of second sight that doesn't last too long. But when I was lost, I heard a voice that brought me healing. That's the kind of special hope he brought me with his song. People only saw the doctor, lawyer, Indian chief. But he was just a lonely little boy to me. touch, he sure unlocked my soul. So in return, I surely want to help to set him free. Yeah, now I wanna see him fly, fly. I'll be your alibi, my baby. Fly, fly, fly away. We didn't get to say goodbye, goodbye. No need to tell me why, my baby. Maybe it's because you'll fly back home to me. Men who they call real were really fakes, who left me nothing. But this man they call a fake gave me something real. I've known cruel, cruel men with Christian names who taught me manners. But this man without a name taught me how to feel.
Alexis Dautine with pianist Andrei Strizek, Fly, Fly Away, borrowed from the musical Catch Me If You Can, and turn an adaptation from the film, and incorporated into the original production from Illini Student Musicals called In Progress, a Broadway Review. It has two performances, tomorrow and Friday, both performances at 7:30 at Lincoln Hall Theater on the campus of the University of Illinois in Urbana. And tickets are on sale now. Best Acquired Howl, Michael Courtney.
Tickets are available right now at IlliniStudentMusicals.org or at the box office to neither of the shows.
Easy as that. And you can get full information in case you forgot anything we said at that website. And many thanks to Michael, who's producer of the show, and also not with us, writer and director Zach Moyer. Storyboard, libretto contributions by Kelsey McGrath, and Andre Strizek doing the arrangements. And thanks very much for doing the piano. And a whole bunch of others is backing our two solo singers, Carly Graham and Alexis Dautine. Hope the show goes really well and you have a good turnout. Thanks very much for coming
in.
Thank you for having us.
It's Live and Local on FM 90.9, where our broadcast is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-333-4577. A few other events you can see and hear live in our listening area this evening. Matt Stewart and Bob Watson are at Clark Bar in Champaign at 6:30. University of Illinois Jazz Band is at the Krannert Center in Urbana at 7:30. Same time, same place, University of Illinois Wind Orchestra and also the Illini Strings at the U of I will be at Smith Memorial Hall in Urbana, that also at 7:30. Tomorrow at 4 o'clock, we'll welcome some live Brazilian music in our studio for Live and Local. This is 90.9 WYNL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music for Central Illinois.